You're listening to Morning Edition on Capital Public Radio. I'm Steve Milne. Jack Robinson is here. Hey, Jack.
Morning, Steve.
Jack is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal, and we talk about the week's top economic stories on Friday mornings. And it was not a very good week for fans of team tennis in Sacramento.
We learned that the Sacramento Capitals are leaving after 28 seasons here to become the Las Vegas Neon. You know, we're certainly not seeing the kind of hue and cry over this that accompanied the Kings drama, but of course, team tennis is a minor sport at best. They typically draw something like 13,000 in a season, which would be a so-so turnout for even a single NBA game.
And the team said they're leaving town because they could never find adequate facilities, and that sounds a lot like the Kings, what they were saying a few years ago.
Ironically, the complaint was familiar to anyone who follows the sort of games that the major league teams play with cities. They were unhappy with the venue. There was no negotiation in this case, though. They just left. Recently, the team has been playing in the summer in a temporary stadium set up in the parking lot at Sunrise Mall in Citrus Heights. So really, the loser here may be the mall. The shopping centers are working hard to create entertainment venues, attractions that will draw people to shop, and this was something special for Sunrise Mall. So they'll have to work hard to find something with the same appeal.
Meanwhile, the Kings are moving ahead with arena plans for downtown Sacramento, and we're hearing about more real estate projects that hope to capitalize on a new arena.
Some interesting ideas are coming out as the city collects comments for its EIR, the environmental report on the proposed arena. We're learning about building owners that have plans that are related to the arena when they offer concerns or opinions about traffic or what have you. The most interesting so far that I've seen is a proposal by the owners of 555 Capitol Mall to redevelop the property as mixed use. That means adding residential and retail.
This kind of reminds me of the ideas for a project called the Towers on Capitol Mall, which collapsed during the housing crash.
Right. I mean, the idea of people living on Capitol Mall is coming back, which is great to see. There's a lot we don't know about this project. I mean, to begin with, we don't know if they plan to tear down these two 14-story buildings or redevelop them in some way. And of course, we have no idea if this will actually come to fruition, but it's a great sign of the kind of ideas that developers and building owners are thinking about as they look at increased demand for residential and retail space downtown.
There was some pretty significant legal news this week. The area's biggest law firm, Downey Brand, lost six lawyers and saw its managing partner step down. What's going on there?
We've seen a lot of drama in the legal community lately. Just a month ago, you may remember we talked about something very similar when five lawyers left Wilkie Flurry to start a boutique firm specialized in health law. So here, this time, it's six lawyers leaving the region's biggest firm, Downey Brand, to start a boutique practice specializing in mining, land use, oil, and gas law. So this happens when certain areas of law get hot and lawyers see that they can make more money, by running their own practice. There's also, in this case, a little bit of bitterness. Some of these lawyers were unhappy that Downey Brand shut down the Roseville office where they worked last fall. And also this week, the firm's managing partner, as you mentioned, stepped down to devote himself to working for the firm full-time as a lawyer. Are these things connected? It depends on who you ask. Accounts differ.
I wanted to ask you about something happening in Davis. The city is looking at a plan to start a municipal power company to distribute electricity, which would mean no more Pacific Gas and Electric in Davis. But this sounds familiar. Didn't Davis try this once before?
Back in 2006, there were ballot measures that would have let Davis join SMUT. That failed because voters outside Davis opposed the idea. People in Sacramento and elsewhere worried that it would raise their rates. It's worth noting, I think, that PG&E spent heavily in that election, and SMUD couldn't do the same because it's a public agency. Some in Davis remain committed to the idea of seceding from PG&E, though, and so now the city is looking at starting its own public utility.
Well, how does PG&E feel about the idea this time around?
The problem for any city that wants to take over electricity is that it has to acquire all the infrastructure, the power poles and lines and transformers and trucks and stuff like that that PG&E owns. So they would have to buy it from PG&E. And the company told Mark Anderson, our energy reporter, that its equipment in Davis is not for sale, period. So if the city pursues this idea, we'll have to go to court. And I think we could expect to see a tough fight from PG&E. The company has already proved it will not easily give up a rich territory like the city of Davis.
Jack Robinson is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome, Steve.
Check out our website for previous business roundups at capradio.org/business. I'm Steve Milne, Capital Public Radio News.